Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast. The name of the podcast is The Way Up, and what I will be discussing is how we can be healed from wounds related to church hurt. My name is Doug Vasey. I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. When I use the term church hurt, I'm referring to painful or traumatic experiences within a church or religious group. A definition I found on a website called TheosU is that church hurt is a newer term referencing the pain, sadness, emotional scarring, or abuse experienced in a church context. It can be inflicted intentionally or unintentionally by laity or religious leaders. Church hurt can be prevalent and used to divide, discourage, and destroy. Church hurt can be like any type of painful experience or trauma that we go through, but it has an added dimension because it is spiritual and therefore affects how we see God. And that can have an effect on understanding the purpose or meaning of life, our reason for being, and our very feelings of self-worth. The result can then be anger or total rejection of God and the church. Over the years, I've experienced church hurt personally numerous times as a church member, as a pastor, and as part of a group that meets all the qualifications of being a religious cult. I will be drawing on my own experiences in this podcast, as well as those of others that I know about. In each episode, I want to offer good news that can help in the healing from church hurt. I believe that the answers come from the true teachings of the Bible to know who God really is. And I know some will say, I'm angry and frustrated with God. He allowed this to happen to me, and I don't think I can ever trust Him or rely on Him again. I understand that. I felt that myself, and I left the ministry as a profession after a particularly painful event when I went into depression for a time. I look back and I realize that this church hurt also made me vulnerable to join up with a cult that began with love bombing and great acceptance and then turned into a very controlling, judgmental, and toxic environment that was very detrimental to my family. But I've come out of that with the absolute belief that the trauma can be overcome with a fresh telling of the good news of the Bible that has often been twisted and used for pain. Although the term church hurt is relatively new, the actions that cause wounds and pain within a religious setting go back a long time. We see it in the Old Testament of the Bible among the Jewish followers, and that extended into the New Testament and the record of Jesus' life. In fact, a post I have seen several times on Facebook describes it this way. Many people reject Jesus because of bad experiences with religious people. But here's the thing. Jesus had bad experiences with religious people too. In fact, they killed him. People will let you down. Jesus won't. Church hurt continued as the Christian church began, as seen in some of the books of the New Testament written by people such as Paul and John, and it has been a part of the last 2,000 years of church history. In fact, a saying that I remember from my seminary days is that the church is the only army in the world that shoots its wounded. Sad, but true. My goal in each podcast will be to offer a way to overcome this, a way up from what has pushed you down. I will look at what Jesus taught and how he treated the people that he dealt with. The Bible records some instances in which a brief encounter with Jesus transformed a person's life and those around them. I pray that this can bring healing from church hurt for each person who hears this, just as it did for me. The first truth to grasp is God's love. This is such an important concept to know that I will discuss it in upcoming episodes also. But for now, I want to start with this. The most well-known verse of the Bible is John 3:16. Jesus said that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And then he adds that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. I believe the source of most, if not all, of church hurt is a misunderstanding or twisting of this verse and the truth it states. Some people have never truly experienced the love of God or feel that it doesn't apply to them because they are not worthy. Some people think that an emphasis on love will be abused or used as a license to sin. Still others want to pick out certain passages, often from the Old Testament, that allow them to teach that God is primarily a judgmental or wrathful God. But here is what is most important and has helped me overcome the wounds of church hurt. If each one of us can grasp the truth that the Almighty God that created the universe and everything in it, who is all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect, and greater than any being we can ever imagine, that this God loves me as much as anything he created, then the healing from church hurt can begin. And if you have trouble accepting that, picture this. Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." And that last phrase literally means to dance, skip, leap, and spin around in joy. What an amazing thought. So I pray that you can start to grasp how God loves you and that you are so valuable in his eyes that it makes him want to dance and sing. He wants to take away the pain that you have felt from his church. So may this help you begin to experience God in a new way this week. And please come back for another episode next week of The Way Up. Thank you.